And a very good morning and welcome to West Kent today. Thanks to Chris Mansour for the breakfast show for the last 3 hours. Warns heavy rain, flooding. I don't believe it. With me this morning, Peter Stockton, and she will be talking to us about long COVID. Stegs there. Everybody wants to rule the world. And with me is Peter Stockton. And Peter, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Okay, thanks so much for having me. So I've come from Imago Communities. We're a registered charity that tries to help empower people in the local community. And my job there is a bit of a mouthful. My title is Long COVID Self-Management Advisor. And that's what I do. I try and help people come to terms with their symptoms when they find that they have developed long COVID.
Right, let's start there. What is long COVID? Is it recognised?
It's getting recognised, but it's a little bit of a weird one because the symptoms vary a lot from patient to patient. You get some people who have been in hospital who, some of them have almost died of COVID, and their recovery is slow, and so they'll be termed having long COVID or post-COVID syndrome, whereas other people will be, you know, marathon runners, sort of really active people, and they also might get COVID, not actually get it that badly, or even have any symptoms at all, and then a month later they have a sort of almost like a post-viral reaction, and they will then develop symptoms that can vary from chronic fatigue, where they literally can hardly get out of bed, to other fun things like itching skin, hair loss, tinnitus, stomach problems. A loss of taste and smell is also quite common. Dizziness, there's just so many symptoms, and everybody gets one or two, and some people get all, you know, so it's a lot to deal with.
And can it be tested for?
Not really, no. I think the doctors are just kind of learning with this one and kind of developing as they go. There is a lot of support. The NHS are working really hard to get support to people, particularly people who've got in hospital for things like respiratory illnesses from COVID. So the respiratory problems are being dealt with at the moment, but it's the fatigue that's the big problem. And really, other than pacing yourself, which means doing nothing, or extremely little, there really isn't a huge amount of help out there for people because so little is known.
Well, as you're going through the symptoms, I was just ticking off in my mind what I've got, so I better take the rest of the day off now.
Good for you.
But what personal experience have you had of long COVID?
Yes, so my husband and I, well, when my son came downstairs one day and said he had COVID, he was about 14 at the time, so I, like a loving mother, basically said to him upstairs and said, stop looking at the internet, don't be ridiculous, you've got a cold, you've never had one before, this is what they're like. Later, when he developed a COVID toe, which is like a really red, inflamed-looking toe, I realized that I was a really bad mother and had to go and apologize to him and say, sorry, actually, you did have COVID and I wasn't particularly kind. And my husband also, then I realized, also had COVID, which I had termed man flu. So again, had to apologize to him. My COVID experience was pretty much just dizziness. I felt dizzy and fatigued. So again, I just thought that was hormones. But that was right at the start of COVID, you know, before anybody really had experienced it. And later we all went on to develop our own unique brand of long COVID. My son, not much, just the foot, the toe being very inflamed and red. My husband just really struggled to breathe. Had like an elephant on his chest, should we say. And I came out in quite a fun, exciting, itchy kind of rash everywhere. My eyes swelled up and my lips swelled up beautifully. I mean, I could have got sort of Botox look about me. But when you know your throat starts to swell up, you stop being quite so enamored with the whole look. I was very lucky. My symptoms were physical, so in some ways they were taken more seriously. A lot of people with long COVID, their symptoms aren't physical. And after a year of fatigue, it's very hard to keep getting people to be sympathetic. And that's what I try to support people with, is that change in their life. and the loss of identity. Whereas with me, I could take lots of antihistamines and cortisone and I got better. But for the more difficult problems like the fatigue and the breathing problems, it is a longer term issue.
So from being a hard-hearted mother and wife,
yes.
You're now much more sympathetic.
Yeah, I'm much more compassionate. I really had to pull that out some way.
That's good. Well, we're going to come back to that in a few minutes. Let's have a little bit of shaking Stevens. Is that a symptom, shaking?
I can imagine it would be one, yes. Why not?
Latest one from Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero. And Peter, that's the first time you've heard Taylor Swift.
Yes, it was an experience.
I won't ask you for your comments. With me is Peter Stockton. We are talking about long COVID, and we've already looked at some of the effects that she and her family have felt personally, and we're looking at the support and that that's on offer. So over to you, Peter.
Hi, well, thanks so much. Yes, so people who are interested in getting support for long COVID can actually self-register. It's not something you need to have a doctor's diagnosis to get support for, certainly not for our charity anyway. And what we tend to do is when people do self-register through, it's like a type form. You go onto the Imago website and there's actually a long COVID page on there. And at the bottom of the page, it actually sort of says, you know, if you want to register, for a self-referral, you go to the bottom and you click through your name and, you know, address, telephone number, things like that. And then I get your referral. And then what I tend to do is give you one-to-one support for a while in terms of I phone and find out what your symptoms are. And then it's a little bit of education. I try to give you the support that you need depending on what your symptoms are. So if you've got fatigue, I might sort of discuss if it's chronic fatigue or post-exertional fatigue, which is slightly different, where you actually tend to get sort of exhausted 2 or 3 days after you do something. It could be even, it's not like going for a marathon run, it's something as simple as washing your hair or having a conversation. People can actually get fatigued, then severely fatigued up to 3 days later, and the recovery can take weeks. So I'll talk to them about that and then signpost them to other support. For instance, I'm not a doctor, so if they've got problems with breathing, I'll send them to NHS websites and places like that. And then what we do is we try and see if they'd like some peer support. And then I put them into groups with people who've experienced similar things with long COVID. And we do support groups on Teams, which is a little bit like Zoom, where we can see each other's faces and communicate and share experiences. And for people, I think that's probably one of the most crucial things, is they suddenly realize they're not crazy. Because when you've got chronic fatigue, you do start to think there's something wrong with you. You think it's got to be me. Why can't I snap out of this? And finding other people who can say, oh yeah, I washed my hair and then I had to go and lie down and sleep. They really feel empowered by that, and they feel like they can just go on 1 week more, knowing that they can speak to other people who are going through the same things.
Because long COVID itself is, well, we've only just got used to what COVID was about. Now long COVID has come out of it, so it is all new for most people.
It's new, and as I said, it is invisible for most people, so it's this debilitating dizziness some people might have, or like I said, the ringing in the ears. I mean, who can experience that? You just don't know that it hits you until it happens, and to communicate that with others is very difficult. So again, it's education, so I can say to them, I can send them links to a website that actually plays the different ringing sounds, so they can show their friends and say, this is what I'm hearing inside my head. Because again, these things, there's nothing wrong with your ears, it's neurological. So a lot of these problems are neurological, which hopefully will, over time, the problem will decrease. Like with my husband and I, we both fully recovered, but it does take time. For me, it took about 6 months to a year. For him, it took a bit longer, and now he's back running all the time. But it is the identity, the change in identity. When you've been working in a full-time job, running a family, and actually also perhaps physically being very active, and suddenly you can't work anymore, You can't look after your children. You can't even read a book because you're just too tired. That's something that people find very, very hard to come to terms with. So it is actually coming to terms with this new identity that we try and support people with.
Well, what you're saying there is actually hope for people at the end of it.
We hope so. I think everybody hopes that there is. And I think certainly my lived experience is that it is possible to recover, but you have to make lifestyle changes. And for most of my experience, which is anecdotal, is that, and a lot of people, as I say, it's anecdotal, people who come to the support groups do say that stress makes things a lot worse. So it's learning things like techniques like yoga, meditation, mindfulness techniques, which a lot of people would be, what are you talking about? That is not what I signed up for. It's a learning curve, but reducing what you do and pacing yourself and being mindful of what you do and the stress levels is very, very helpful, and it can turn things about for people, but it's a lot to ask. They need support with doing that.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the work of Imago in general, but also that there's something happening at the end of this week which can be stressful. So we need to just see what measures people could put in place to help for that.
Okay, thank you.
So, Bon Jovi, Please Come Home for Christmas. Late night talking. That's not a cure for insomnia. But anyway, that was Harry Styles. It was a good weekend, wasn't it? Bit of Strictly Come Dancing, bit of ice, bit of shopping, carol services, nativities. Now, somebody whispered to me that they're listening to you this morning thinking it's like watching their child at a nativity play.
Yes, that's my manager. She's very nervous for me, shall we say.
There's no need to be nervous. Peter is wonderful. Give her a pay rise. That's my Christmas gift this
Thank
morning. And you're working for an organisation called Imago.
That's right.
And it's not just about long COVID, is it?
No. We work to empower communities, basically. So what's quite nice about my role is that I kind of get to tell people about all the different services that we actually provide. So if I have someone, for instance, who comes to me with long COVID, and they might be, for instance, a mom with two young children and they're incredibly ill, I can then say, pass her on to some of my colleagues who deal with children with who are young carers. And so we give young carers support. We educate them in how to support their parents, but we also give them days out and give them, let them have a bit of fun. So there are lots of things that I can actually hand over to colleagues when they come, when I get a client with long COVID. For instance, we have Dial to Drive, where people, volunteers actually drive people to their appointments and wait for them. It's a subscription-based service, but we do that. And we also have a befriending service where we speak to, we've got volunteers who talk to people in their homes just to give them some company, especially around now when it's Christmas. There's a lot of people that are very, very lonely. But with the long COVID itself, it is mostly just part of it is educating and giving people links to services where they can get support and companionship, actually. Speaking to other people who are dealing with similar situations and symptoms.
Well, that was one of the frustrations of COVID, was that everybody was isolated and the problems of loneliness just got worse and worse. Not allowed out, or you can have to be in a bubble, or whatever. We forget about it. It's not that long ago.
No, but people have adapted, and what's really nice about the support groups that I do is that they are online, because you'll find with a lot of people with long COVID, really with them running back and forth to different doctors, they just actually don't have the energy to also go out for then a supportive group meeting. And so last week we had our Christmas party online. I got dressed up in a sparkly dress with weird Christmas tree earrings.
Any photos?
No, they are withheld. No one's getting their hands on them. They probably sell them on the black market one day. But yeah, but it was just a jolly time. And what's quite nice is, even though it's really hard for people with long COVID, they are exhausted and fatigued and confused in many ways about what's happening to them. The idea is to have a bit of a laugh, a bit of a giggle, And that, I think, also goes a long way to making people feel better.
Great. When we come back, we'll talk about the different agencies that you refer people to and the support that they give.
Okay, thank you.
So we've got, Wizard and Roy Wood. I wish it could be Easter every day. You're listening to West Kent Today on 95.5, 106.7 FM, online and on your smart speaker. And with me is Peter Stockton from Imago. And we've been looking at long COVID. And we just talk a little bit about the different organisations can offer support if you're suffering from long COVID.
Yeah, thank you. So obviously there's us first, and I'll just tell you how to find us. So we're all the W's dot Imago. Now that is spelled I-M-A-G-O dot community, and then it's / long COVID is how you can actually find the website page to then self-refer to me to get the support. But there is a lot of support out there. The NHS has got actually a My COVID Journey page, which has got support for long COVID. But actually, the people that are doing a lot of support in getting, especially with workplace support in the legal system, trying to figure out how to get support for people who work or who are ill and are needing sick pay, is the charity COVID Aid. So they are a really good place to go for support. And also an absolutely fabulous charity that I send a lot of people to is called Yoga for Life, and they do 3 free sessions a week of COVID, long COVID yoga with breathing and meditation, which helps calm the nervous system, which is so crucial for people with long COVID.
And you were talking about that this can also be for those who are bedbound.
Yeah, well, what's lovely about these things is for the long COVID yoga is, yeah, you can actually turn your screen off so they can't see you doing all the funny moves. But it is mostly for people who are so severely impacted by long COVID that they actually cannot leave their beds, which is a reality for long COVID. Some people do still struggle to work, and they have to work because they simply cannot get any more sick pay. But then they find it hard that, you know, I've got people, some people can't wash their hair because they can't lift their hands that high. So the little tips, I think, for this Christmas is to pace yourself, to try and do things slowly. So if it comes up to sort of wrapping Christmas presents, maybe do it in stages so that it takes maybe even 3 days to do the wrapping. But you don't do it all at once, because anything at once will actually impact a person with long COVID very badly.
And for those who don't suffer from it, it's something they've got to get to grips with, saying this is real, and got to be more compassionate.
Yes,
and especially if you're a wife and mother.
Especially if you're a wife and mother.
Sorry.
Yeah, but I am hoping also in the new year to have one session a month where we can have a bit of support for people to come and talk to us about their partners. That would be wives and also husbands and children, perhaps, who have got partners or parents who have got long COVID, so that they can have a bit of space to talk about their own issues with it. Because supporting a person with long COVID is also very, very difficult.
It's linked in very much with caring for carers.
That's right, again. And that's, again, where people can come to Imago to get a bit of advice and support there as well. So we do tick a lot of boxes.
Yeah. Davina, I just fed that one in for you, okay?
Yes, Davina is absolutely divine.
Anything else that you want to tell us about this morning?
So much to tell you, but probably not quite enough time. But do just find us. Please come on and find us at Imago, Imago Communities, that is, community. And then I will find a way to support you with your long COVID, and my colleagues will find ways to support you with other things that you need help with in the community.
Peter, thank you very much for coming in this morning. The studio is freezing cold.
That is an understatement. It is. I can actually feel icicles forming in my hair.
If this was a workplace and we were paid employees, we'd have gone home by now. But we're all volunteers, and so that Our fingers and toes are going to be 6 inches longer with the ice, even though it's a little bit warmer outside today than it was yesterday.
Oh, it's warmer outside than it is in here.
Well, I'm not going to open the door to let the water in. Peter, thank you very much indeed for coming in to West Kent today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you'll have my colleagues on here talking to you soon
as well.
I'd love
to.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We're invited to come back another time as well.
Thank you so much.
Right, thank you. We're going to...